This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, Guy Talks on the way. Falcon Report, you do not want to miss it at 5 o'clock. But right now, our buddy Joe Patrick joins us. He covers the Falcons for 92.9 The Game, also covers Atlanta United. And Joe, Mike and I were just having a conversation about the dogs and how many Falcon representatives were up there for the pro day. I will pose this question to you. If you had a crystal ball right now, are you willing to say that the Falcons are going to draft one of these dogs potentially in the first round?
I kind of am. It's nothing about necessarily them coming from Georgia per se, other than the fact that Georgia is obviously a quality program that's going to produce quality players. And I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, there's a lot of gripes over the Falcons never picking Georgia players. And, I understand the gripe if you want one, you know, specifically in the first round. But for these Georgia players, a lot of them are so good that they're picked over by the time if you don't want to go that way with your first pick, they're kind of a lot of them are gone by the time the picks are back to the Falcons or the selection's a lot less, and then you just can't find those kind of need fits as easily. And so, but I think that in this case, there are clearly the need fits on top of the quality, and those quality players just happen to come from the University of Georgia. So I think it's no surprise that the Falcons had quite a large contingent of staffers up there, and those are the players I'm clearly looking at in the first round as being highly likely selections.
We've talked a lot about Jalen Walker probably already being drafted. Mykel Williams could be there. Malachi Starks likely and almost certainly there. And then, I know we never ever trade back, Joe. You think there's any chance that we would ever trade back in this draft?
I think that they would love to trade back, honestly. I think Terry Fontenot hinted at it in his end-of-season press conference as well. That feels like it was ages ago now, based on all the drama and everything that's happened since then. But I think at the time, even he said that they would definitely entertain that option. And what's funny is that they typically traded up under Terry Fontenot, especially using that in that second round, making it a more kind of high-quality selection. It's hard to see them doing that this year. They just can't afford it. They don't have the draft capital to be able to make those kinds of moves. And actually, it's the reverse. It's actually the reason why they would probably trade down is because they need to acquire more picks in the middle of that draft, especially in a class that, we are led to believe is so kind of heavy with talent in those kind of middle round areas that, there are maybe not as many quality first round picks in this year's draft, but there's maybe more of those second round caliber players than we tend to see that you can get in the third or maybe even the fourth round, get some quality players. So I'm sure the Falcons would love to pick up more picks in those rounds, so they're not just kind of picking at the very top and then at the very bottom of the draft.
Joe, how do you think they've prioritized free agency, and do you feel like they've done a good job in either retaining some of the guys that they retained or what they did?
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty prudent kind of free agency period for this team so far, where they've kind of covered their bases in a lot of areas. And it's not to say that I think that the team is necessarily better than they were before free agency, because when you lose players like Grady Jarrett, impact players, Drew Dolman, these are key players for this team that they haven't proven, guys on the roster currently haven't proven that they can fill in and replace those shoes. But having said that, I think that they have gone about it in a smart way where they haven't spent a ton of money. They can still clear more money if they need to, if there's a, you know, something big on the horizon, like potentially something for Trey Hendrickson. But I think that what they've done is that they've just allowed themselves to go any which way they want in this draft. And obviously we know that the needs are on the defensive side of the football, but I think there are really intriguing cases to make for all three of those players that you just mentioned there, Carl, with, you know, Malachi Starks. I obviously have a need for a quality safety, same at the edge position. I think Mykel Williams specifically fits very well for what the Falcons will need, which is a true three down edge that can play the run and the pass. And then Jalen Walker, obviously, you know, is that kind of player who's very similar to Caden Ellis. I think you could imagine him fitting in a multitude of different ways and just being one of those kind of weapons that Jeff Ulbrich would love to have at his disposal. So I think that they've kind of left themselves in the perfect situation where they don't feel forced to go one way in this thing. Now, if it were up to me, I would like for them to attack that edge position. But I think that they've been smart in what they've done in free agency so far by allowing themselves room to operate however they see fit.
It's our man, Smoking Joe Patrick. That's not proprietary, Andy Randy. We can call him that, too. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. A couple of guys more on the Falcons draft and more news on some signings today. One of the things I was talking about was depth on the O-line. They did keep Storm Norton, which is good to hear. Joe, we haven't scored any friggin' goals the last couple of matches. We love the firepower. Excited about Miggy. We love Saba. And we love, you know, Latte Lath and all these guys. What the heck, man? Why wouldn't we put the thing in the bag?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, especially last week in particular when you're in a 0-0 game, a 0-0 game, and you're taking off, you know, a striker in Latte Lott, you're taking off some of your key attackers that you couldn't hope to get you into that spot. But I think that it speaks to a couple things. One, Latte Lott went into concussion protocol after that game, so maybe there were some other concerns about him. Not that he had full clearance to go back into that game. I want to be clear about that. But I think that just generally, I mean, he was dealing with an injury before he came to Atlanta United, so maybe some fitness issues there. Obviously with Miguel Almirón as well. I don't know how familiar people are with his situation at Newcastle, but he really was not playing at all. So there is, I think, a fitness, build-up issue, and also just kind of a game flow issue, just kind of getting that feel of the game back, getting that rhythm back. And then obviously playing with new teammates, especially when so many of these guys, particularly in the attacking line, are new to each other. It's just going to take some time to gel. But the thing that makes me encouraged, guys, is the demeanor of Ronnie Dyla, the way that he speaks about the team, which is not always like roses and flowers. It is some harsh realities at times. And he was very critical of the team in his post-game press conference after the game this past weekend. So that actually encourages me that he's going to not be satisfied when he feels like this team is not performing to the level that they should. But it's still early days as well. So I think we have to take the broader picture is that there's still plenty of time for this to get right. But in the meantime, it's good to see a manager kind of holding especially his star players to account. I was actually talking to Derek Williams last week, and he was saying that, he has seen Ronnie Dyla kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, kind of chew out star players. And I think that that is the kind of thing that you love to see out of a head coach. And I think that ultimately that's the kind of thing that gets the best out of every player on a roster.
Joe, what's the return of Brooks Lennon mean?
Yeah, it's going to be big for this team. I mean, they were really in a tough spot to start the season, missing both their fullbacks, Pedro Amador on the left side, Brooks Lennon missing on the right side. He separated his shoulder in that big dramatic playoff series against Miami last year, so he hasn't really been able to play much over the course of the offseason, having dealt with the shoulder. Now, the good thing is that with the issue being a shoulder, it's not going to be as impactful on the fitness. And I think that that's one of the reasons why now that he's come back and returned to full team training for the first time, he's probably going to be able to be available to start because he has been able to do the running and all that hard stuff that you have to do during training camp to get your body ready. Fortunately, he's been able to do that. And so he's going to be, he's an attacking right back. And I think that what we've seen, despite the fact that the team has not scored goals yet since Pedro Amador has come into the team, I think that he really did open some things up, some different avenues, some different passages of the way that you can move the ball down the field on that left side. And I think that Brooks Lennon's going to do something very similar on that right side. I mean, Atlanta United has been using an academy right back that is getting his first professional starts of his career so far in these first three games. And it's nothing against Matt Edwards. I think he's done a great job. But when you insert a player with as much experience as Brooks Lennon has, I think you're obviously just going to get an upgrade there. And that's just going to make Atlanta more dangerous from the left side of the field to the right, which is going to help every single player.
All right, so to review, we know that they've been dealing with some issues on the back line that you talked about, not having the full complement, getting those guys back. But you feel that, I mean, this is always going to be a work in progress. I know we always kind of get up. Obviously, we get so excited because I went to that first match, and it was electric. Yeah. It was unbelievable, and it was everything I thought we were going to see on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that I think that the team has shown glimpses of what they were in that first game in each of these three games. They've also shown glimpses of like a bad version of Atlanta United in all three of the games. Like the second half of that first game was pretty brutal, to be perfectly honest. But they were able to get a goal and obviously win that one, which makes me feel better about it. But I think it's totally normal, honestly, for a new coach that's implementing new ideas. And honestly, I do think sometimes this stuff gets a little bit too in the weeds and maybe a little bit too narrative driven, but I really do think there is something kind of cultural that Ronnie Dyla has to kind of excavate from this team and kind of get rid of some of the, maybe it's been just a lack of urgency, I think, most of all. And that's, again, why I'm so excited or I'm so pleased with what I hear from him and the kind of stern words that he has for the team. And I think that that's ultimately going to help them kind of get into gear and gel quicker. And I think that that's honestly what the players want, too. I think the players want someone who's going to be tough on them and kind of be driven to succeed. So I think that they are just kind of going through a teething period right now. I've got, even MLS GMs were in The Athletic kind of saying that Atlante Law was one of the best signings, that they're due for great things, and Atlanta is going to be one of the teams to beat this season. So I know it's early, but I still think that this is going to be a potent attack and ultimately a very good Atlanta United team come the end of the season.
Joe, just before we let you go,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you requested to talk to Kirk Cousins? I know he's not talked to anybody. D-Led and Mark Raimondi, and you guys are up there every single day, and Mike and I go up there every week. I'm just curious. Like, to really set the record straight, right? He could easily just say, hey, Joe, let's talk for 10 minutes. Am I right or wrong on this? But he hasn't done that with anybody, right?
Yeah, he could. I mean, I've not filed. I've not tried to contact him. The team can't, it's not like I could even contact the team and request to talk to him because he would have to do that on his own. And, it is one of those things – That is unfortunate that he has not been maybe more public and more just like honest with what he wants in the situation, because it's obviously driving everybody here nuts, myself included. And I know you guys as well. So I think we're all going to be happy when this is all behind us. But, you know, the unfortunate part is that the Falcons got to do what they think is best for them. And that, I think, unfortunately for the situation, means it's going to drag on for a little bit longer here.
Hmm. All right, Joe. Great job as always. Follow Joe and check him out. He covers the Falcons, covers Atlanta United, and for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.